The Gemara in Chaf Amud Aleph brings a Mishnah which tells us different mitzvos that can only be done during the day. And one of those mitzvos being a bris milah, that a bris milah can only be done during the day. If a bris milah is done at night, it's not valid. You need to do what's called a toughest dumb bris to draw some blood. And the Gemara gives the source that it could only be done during the day based on the pasuk of Uvayom Hashmini Yimol. Uvayom, on the eighth day, is when you should do the bris milah, that it's the yom and not the lilac. So Tosfos says, Kasha, the Perek Rav Elezer Omer, Im Lohevi, Darish Haikra Lomar Afilu B'Shabbos. So in Shabbos, this pasuk of Uvayom Hashmini Yimol is used to darshan something else. Over there, based on Rav Elezer, it's used to tell you, regarding the whole discussion of using hot water on Shabbos for bris milah, that Yom HaShmini Yimol teaches you that on the eighth day, even if the eighth day is on Shabbos, you still do the bris milah. We bench Shmonas Yomim, Darish V'lo B'Layla. And a different pasuk, the words Ben Shmonas Yomim, is the drasha that tells you that it can be done at night. V'tanya Hasam Kev HaSeder Rav Yochanan. And over there, the Bryce supports this opinion of Rav Yochanan. So Tosas answers that here we're bringing the much simpler drasha, the simpler drasha of Yom HaShmini Yimol, to teach you that you can only do a bris during the day and not at night, just as we do regarding Tzaras. In Tzaras, we talk about whether you could inspect Tzaras during the day or at night, Uvayom HaRas Bo, and that we learn from that you only check Tzaras during the day. And also regarding that case, there's a different Gemara, I believe in Moed Katan, which tells you that it's learned from a different pasuk. So Tosas is just saying that just like by Tzaras, there's a simpler way to learn out that Tzaras can be seen only during the day and a more complex drasha. So too, we use the more straightforward drasha here to teach you that bris milah can only be done during the day. V'hiksha ha-Rav Ephraim, kein the milah ina v'layla, im kein havia mitzvah sasesha z'man groma shanashim b'tur v'mena. So if you say that bris milah is not at night, so then it becomes a mitzvah sasesha z'man groma, and women are potter. But im kein, if this is so, kasha, lamli per kiddushin. The Gemara in Kiddushan and Chav Tes discusses bris milah. That's also the Gemara that discusses mitzvah sasesha z'man groma. So it says over there, kara de'oso lomar de'isha in chayeves limo. Typically, the mitzvah sasesha z'man groma. In Kiddushan, it's drashim the pasuk when Hashem commanded Avram Vinu to do bris milah, and it says oso. So from the pasuk, it says oso v'lo osa, that you see that only the man was commanded to do bris milah and not the woman. So the Gemara is asking now, if it's a mitzvah sasesha z'man groma, so why do we also need this drasha of oso to teach you that a woman is exempt from providing bris milah for her son if she's already exempt based on the concept of mitzvah sasesha z'man groma? V'yesh lomar, and Tosos answers this question, the I love oso, hava amina, the high nashim peturus mitzvah sasesha z'man groma, hainu hecha de lekakaris. If not for the drasha of oso, so and you only had the concept of mitzvah sasesha z'man groma, we would think that nashim are only pater from time-bound mitzvos where there is no karis. But if there is karis, they would be a chayiv. So oso teaches you that women are exempt from all time-bound mitzvos. Domi de matzah v'simcha v'hakel de lesbu karis minayu tinan nashim. And examples of this are like matzah and simchas yontuf and hakel. Those are all mitzvos that are time-bound, but yet women are obligated in, even though there's no karis. And so from there, we exclude women from time-bound mitzvahs in general. However, these cases of matzah, simcha, and hakel are exceptions to the rule. There's always exceptions to the rule. That these are three cases that women are obligated in time-bound mitzvahs, but exempt from all other time-bound mitzvahs. Avam mila, shesh bakaris, v'necharsu olaha, Shoshas Reb Brisos Hava Mina Demchayvu Hunashim Limo Asbenayu Kamashwan Oso Dilo. But Mila, which there's not only this Karis, but there's 13 Brisos, 13 covenants that were made over it. So one might have thought that women are therefore chayv to perform Bismila for their sons, Kamashmalan Oso Dilo. So Oso teaches that this is not so. Inami, alternatively, we can answer Lemila Shlobismana Kamanda Amar Dinogin Ben Mayom Vilala. We also need Oso to teach you that milah that's not done bismana, it's done after the eighth day, that according to the opinion that it may be done during the day or at night, to teach you that again, since it could at that point be done during the day or at night, it's no longer a time-bound mitzvah. It's no longer mitzvah sheshivas on grama. So you would think that at that point, women are chayiv to perform the bris milah for their sons, but you still have oso to teach you that that only men are obligated, the fathers are obligated. We don't paskin like this lahalacha. We don't hold like that opinion in the Gemara that says that a milah shalobismana could be done also in the nighttime. But based on that opinion, we need oso to teach you that women are still excluded from the mitzvah of bris milah.